Workplace news in brief. Vasi victory. The Socialists would like to congratulate victimized CWU Postal Workers Union Union Rep John Vasi, who has been reinstated to his workplace at Wakefield Royal Mail Delivery Office. John was sacked on the 21st of August on a charge connected with non-delivery of election material, and had been removed from duty on the 1st of May, and then suspended for 3 months. On his reinstatement, John has said this is a great success. I have to give massive praise to the Socialist Party and its intervention and work through NSSN played a very good role in the campaign, and is now a respected organization among Wakefield postal workers. He finished by reiterating support for fellow victimized CWU Rep Clive Walder and his reinstatement campaign. There will be more in next week's issue of the Socialist 24-hour tube strikes. The RMT has announced a new series of strike action on London Underground grades in two separate disputes over pay and night tube, and the plans to bulldoze through massive cuts to station staffing numbers. The walkouts are on the 27th of January, 16th February and the 18th of February. RMT General Secretary Mick Cash said RMT members are furious at the botched introduction of the Mayor's night tube plans and the fact that they have been tied in with a pay deal that has left our members dangling on a string and out of pocket since April last year. RMT supports the principle of a properly worked out night tube service introduced through agreement with the unions. But the abject failure to work through the detail has forced us to name a program of further industrial action. The RMT and other tube unions shut the network down completely in July 2015. Libraries walk out. Lambeth Library staff have voted overwhelmingly for strike action to save jobs and keep all 10 libraries open. Staff voted 89% to strike against plans to close libraries and cut jobs. Unison will now be discussing extended strike action with workers in the borough. This strike vote follows a significant community campaign to keep the libraries open, as well as a walkout by staff in December.